So we all have a story to tell, and we are all stories to be told. A very good afternoon from the Hideout Podcast. My name is Omboy. As you all know, September is Suicide Awareness Month. So the date for suicide prevention is September 10th, and today is September 12th. So I hope we are not that late. And today I have a guest here in studio. So hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Hideout Podcast.
Thank you so much, Omboy.
So maybe you can just introduce yourself. How are you doing? And I'm sure they are really waiting to hear your voice. Now, John, it's Anani.
Okay, my name is Andrew. Yeah. Andrew Mwimali.
I love the other name. Give me to me, Yoingine.
Mila.
Yes, Andrew Mila. That is a... Name, yeah.
Unataka nikae mzungu wa mboi, haifai hivyo.
Si unajua mimi niko na kuita Mila from kitambo, by the way. Si ati hata imeanza sai.
Okay. Then I'm Andrew Mila.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm an undergraduate student from Maseno. I take public health.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we're going to be discussing today is a bit in my field of understanding.
Yes.
And I hope it will be a lively discussion. Normally, aje mboy.
Ndio hivyo sasa lazima ikuwe a lively discussion, ndio?
Yeah.
So you're very welcome. Tumekuwa tukipanga hii episode for a while now, and I think unajua as in like just think kila kitu iko na time yake, yeah.
Everything happens at the right time.
Yeah, everything happens at the right time. So maybe we can just start with tuambie story na what is suicide and what you understand by the term suicide.
Suicide. Okay, suicide we can say is just taking one own's life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a layman's definition of suicide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So like maybe like when somebody talks about suicide, doesn't like, cause unajua like. So now, is this like voluntary? Like, is this person taking their own life voluntary? Ama ni like ni kitu yenye wamepushiwa kufanya?
So what I've come to believe is that suicide has a lot of angles from which it can just emanate in someone's life, because mostly you get that people who are considered to be this guy was dead, he's no more, he took his own life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So suicide has a lot of angles in which it can show up in someone's life. So uh-huh. one of the ways is I feel it's just mental breakdown. You're hit from so many points of stress that inakuwa too much for you.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
That could be depression.
Uh-huh.
You lack something which you can do, something which you consider meaningful, like work. You know, mm-hmm. even the fact that someone is unemployed can be a cause
can
of
also
suicide.
Be curfew, yeah?
Yeah, marital uh-huh. disputes, or uh-huh. also substance uh-huh. abuse, mental uh-huh. illness. Yeah.
Bullying, I think.
Even bullying is a point of. Because someone will develop that victim mentality, and at the end he'll just say, there's nothing I can do about this person bullying me, so what else can I do? Let me just take my own life.
By the way, talking about bullying, I think last year, last week on social media,
yeah,
there was this video in a trend of this particular boy, I think he was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think kwa shule, so like he has been going to school like kiva gambuts, yeah?
Yeah.
So I think that day, so I think wamekuwa wakimpiga sana kwa sababu like he's going to school na gambuts, like he's not wearing like proper school shoes.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Yeah, so that day I think sasa like vile walikuwa wakimpiga or something, like he had a knife, so like kwa hiyo video he was screaming zile za like mwalimu hapana sijui like I think he was like maybe trying to say like hana proper school shoes, and then like the teachers are beating him because of that.
Yeah,
so like few minutes later, like I think hao walimu walipata like, so like they were showing kulikuwa na huyo kijana alijihang, like he just committed suicide kwa sababu maybe he just saw like there was nothing else he could have done. Ama he could have, yeah, he could have done.
Yeah, most times, you know, this human mind is something very interesting. It hides a lot.
Uh-huh.
You can't actually know what someone is going through. You'll say hi to someone. Yeah, hi.
Yes,
how are
sir?
You?
Mm-hmm.
Someone is like, I'm okay. And in real sense, in their mind, there's just so much going on. So, and
but,
that lack of kindness and empathy towards someone can also just drive them to feel like, what else can I do? What other option do I have?
What other option do I have? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's so sad because, as in, like, so many people, rather, I think us humans, tumekuwa so inhumane, such that we just treat people badly. So, unajua, like, mtu, if you're already not feeling, as in, like, una feel too, like, you want to end your life. And then, also, the people that are surrounding you, like, they're not even kind, they're not showing you love and empathy. So, like, una feel too, like, maybe, like, these people don't even want me here.
Definitely, I can understand that.
Uh-huh. So maybe just when you're talking about suicide, don't you, like, I think Kenya kumekuwa na, it has been so alarming for the past few months kwa sababu I think the number of suicides zenye zimefanyika for since January to June zilikuwa mingi kushinda yenye happened from like January last year hadi December 2020.
I was checking out some World Bank data.
Uh-huh.
I think from 2000 to 2015.
Uh-huh.
It seems like, yeah, the suicide rates have significantly declined over the years, but still, that's 10 people per 100,000, that's still a lot. And suicide rates are actually higher in men than women. I don't know why that is.
Because maybe I tend to think rather feel like unajua like men are in this society that we are in now.
Yeah.
Like men are pushed rather to believe that they're not supposed to maybe show emotions, you know, the toxic masculinity that is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's also a very interesting line of thinking that I was actually trying to go down along, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Guys are encouraged not to have feeling, yeah.
At the end of the day, maybe if I meet you, Andrew, and then maybe like Zilia, I ask you how you doing, and then you tell me I'm not fine, so I'm there thinking Zilia's are like, but you're a man, like you should man up, you know.
That man up thing is, men should be allowed to cry. Men,
yes, they should, and they should also be allowed to express their feelings, you know.
To express themselves in a way that you can hug your brother and it won't be considered like it's a
I know,
for it to be weird in that sense.
Yeah, for it to be weird in that sense.
Yeah, we need love, we need affection, we're still human being, be it man or woman,
at the end of the day. Yeah. Okay, so maybe just truth as in like suicidal thoughts. So like when we say like someone has suicidal thoughts, does it always have to be like I want to die, or as in like nile tu mtu unamka and then you're telling people I want to die. Ama kuna other things zenye like a person who is suicidal can be saying or mentioning each and every time.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that suicide doesn't just happen. People who commit suicide have actually thought about it before and thought about it very well.
It just doesn't happen. Well.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen that you wake up today and you feel like committing suicide, then you commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
First, it shows up in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you actually speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third step is you actually try.
So like they speak about it. So like what happens to these people around them? Like don't they listen? Ama what happens to these people around the people who are suicidal?
Okay, now In my experience, I've actually faced such thoughts, you see. And I was around someone who'd tell me, you feel like you do it. And
for real?
It's a hard road to go down on. People need understanding.
So, like, what comes to your mind when you're telling someone that I want to commit suicide and then they're telling you, maybe you should, like, what came to your mind at first when you heard their comment?
I could just jump.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a really dark hole to stare down at.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes you might not have that support system that you need as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But you also need to give yourself hope.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Someone, now the things we call triggers, you see?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like that person was a potential trigger for me, you see?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I didn't go down that road is actually just very encouraging to me,
mm-hmm.
and should also be something that inspires other people who feel like committing suicide. It's an so easy maybe, way.
Oh, hmm? Sorry. So maybe if I should, I could just ask, like, maybe can you tell us what maybe made you come to this decision, rather you wanted to commit suicide, like what had really happened, if you don't mind?
I think I was just going through a dark time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd lost my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd moved in with obviously some relatives of mine who had offered to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a stressful experience for me, just awkward, just, you know, your life has been uprooted. You had one person who like held together your life, and
now they're no more.
Now they're gone. You have to learn to stand on your own. You have to learn how to take care of yourself. You have to learn how to be there for yourself, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what made me, or what still makes me keep going on, is
mm-hmm.
the fact that I have learned how to, you know, sometimes you might need your support, ya mtu.
Mm-hmm.
You might also want that ukiambia mtu, I feel like jumping, or I feel like hanging myself, or ku encourage or kuambia, but most times you might find you don't have that. You need to look at yourself and say, what's really good for me? Is this the best line of action for me? Is this what's going to make me happier? Is this going to give me peace? You need mm-hmm. to look at you and actually focus on what's going on. And we need to create that environment where people feel safe to express themselves.
Uh-huh.
And also, we need to be supportive and understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, because I also feel like if you can't understand, like, point, place in yemtu pia metoka, ama vile anajaribu kuku, vile, like, anafeel, you will never maybe, like, try to be in their shoes.
Mm, but in any real way, you can never really understand anyone 100%. So you just try to like feel, nini I'm gonna go through, what can I do to help him or her?
By the way, I have a question.
Yes.
So like maybe when someone is suicidal,
mm-hmm.
they have the suicide thoughts, as in like, can you change their mind? As in like, kuneza change their mind, ama like when somebody has already made up their mind, like that is it?
Very interesting question.
So actually, that is the question I wanted to ask you ile time, then ikapotea. As in, like, can you really make someone change their mind, kama they've already decided like this is what they want to do.
Yeah.
You can.
Definitely. See, people have been talked off of jumping from high buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that does happen.
But then again, it also doesn't happen.
Yeah, it can go both ways.
It can go both ways. Okay, so maybe like the society, maybe like what can you just tell the society? Kwa sababu unajua, like we live in a society where people are so judgmental. And then like many people experience racism, homophobia, xenophobia and all that, and depression and suicidal, as in like people experience so many things in the society. Maybe just what can you tell maybe the society at large?
Ever come again?
Because as in like these times that you're living in the society,
yes,
like they tend to judge people a lot. Maybe like many people experience racism, homophobia, tribalism, you know.
Yeah.
And all that. So maybe like what can you just tell the society at large?
The point of understanding and compassion and empathy, I think it covers all that.
It covers all that,
Yeah, you can't be busy judging someone's way of life, way of being, who they are. When in real sense you can't have the experiences they do or have any real knowledge of what it is to be who they are, you see.
Yeah.
It all should be coming from a point of understanding.
A point of understanding and a point of love.
Yes, and a point of love. Yeah.
So maybe like, do you think, is there any difference between suicide and suicidal?
Suicide has already happened.
Oh, suicide has already happened.
Yeah, if you're suicidal, you have the thoughts,
and
even be expressing whatever thoughts you have to some of your closest people.
And maybe they think you're just seeking attention.
Exactly. Now that's another point. You can't tell someone like that they're doing that to seek attention. Who will kill themselves to seek attention? Doesn't even seem logical that someone would go to the extent of just killing themselves so that
to prove a point.
To prove a point. It's not really that. It's because this person is being hammered from like five different ways. Someone is suffering from mental illness, has a substance abuse disorder, is unemployed, the marriage has just fallen apart, he's also in a society which oppresses men, and says men are not allowed to cry, men are not allowed to hug it out with their bros and stuff.
Yeah, true. You know?
Now that's what brings about that crack, you know. Yeah, you find someone has been hammered in just like five different ways, then it feels like, I don't know, I can't take this anymore. I'm starting to feel like I'm a burden to people and my friends and those around me because my life has fallen apart. So you can't in a real way say that is attention seeking. That's not attention.
Yeah.
Maybe it does call for some attention in a way.
In a way. You want people maybe to like hear you out?
Yes. It's not a call for attention. It's a call for help. Yes. I think it's better to see it that way. Don't tell someone who is suicidal that they're trying to seek attention. I don't feel that's the right way.
So maybe like what can you just tell these people who are suicidal and those people who maybe they've lost the person they loved or they cared for through suicide? Maybe what can you tell people who have these suicidal thoughts and also the people who maybe they've lost their loved one through suicide and something like that?
I feel like the go-to for people when maybe say a friend or a family member or a colleague goes down that path and actually ends up killing themselves. the first reaction you might have is, I wish I was there. I wish I could have done something to prevent it. I wish I could have done something different. I wish I was there for them in this way or that way, you see. But how could you blame that? That blaming yourself for whatever action the person took, I feel it's not, but I just don't feel like it's the right way to be anyway. Because if someone decides to go, as human beings, if you decide to do something, you do it.
You do it.
You can't stop that person from doing what they wanted to do. And even if they were still alive and you were there for them, the best thing you could have done, or the most you would have done, is just be there for them.
Just to be there for them.
Yeah, there's nothing more you can't stop anyone from doing what they want. At the end of the day, that big point, that big yes or no question, is up to them entirely. That's my take of it.
That is your take of it.
Yeah.
Okay, and to those people who maybe lost you've already covered all that, yeah?
The first. That's for the people, eh?
Oh, that's and for the people with suicidal thoughts.
The people with.
The people who've lost the people they cared for, yeah?
Yes.
Now for the people with suicidal thoughts.
Have some hope for life. Have some hope for life. And reach out, talk to people.
Yeah, reach out for help.
Try to get yourself into a space where you can actually have a friend or even a family member that you confide in. Have a support system. And be careful in who you are choosing to
open up to, or
because you need someone also who is understanding, not someone who will turn into a trigger for you. You don't need someone who will talk to, then they're coming down on you hard. Oh, when did I done you take a cup on a machida? Oh, you need someone who will just listen sometimes. All you need from people is just
to listen.
Yeah, just listen.
Yeah.
Let someone talk to you, open up. Make that space safe for them to be able to do that. Yeah. And apart from those support systems, you can also just learn how to stand on your own. You might not find that person, and if that's the case, you need to learn how to look out for you. Feel valuable. Know that it would be a loss for the world to lose someone as beautiful or as great as yourself. Find your purpose in life and just chase that. I believe purpose is what gives us hope.
Yeah, purpose is what gives us hope.
Yeah, because when you're being hammered from like 5 different sides of trouble and life and all, if you don't have meaning, that's when you'll go down that dark road.
Yeah, that's true.
For me, when I was going through that, what I had was my school stuff. That's what kept me anchored, I think, for the most part. Apart from learning all these things about taking care of myself, standing up for myself, being there, being that person I need, I think just having something to work on rigorously every day is a good thing. It gives you meaning.
Yeah, it gives you meaning.
And it gives you hope, because at least you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And maybe also you can just add, like, they're not alone. It just feel like they should always know that they're not alone.
You're never alone.
Hey, you're never alone.
You're never alone.
And it's also okay to have days where the only thing you did was survive. Yeah, kwa sababu, like, I just feel like not every day is going to be a good day.
Some days are going to be hard.
Yeah, some days are going to be hard, but at the end of the day, as in, like, just holding on and hoping for better days, that is all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay, Andy, wow, this was such an amazing episode.
Anything you'd like to add?
Hey, maybe just what can I add? So maybe what I can just add is that we live in a society that stigmatizes mental health, but it mourns suicide. So in everything that we do, we as human beings, we as sisters, brothers, neighbors, friends, I just feel like we should just be kind, and as you've just said, as in, like, we should maybe try to get someone at that point of understanding and that point of love. At least maybe that will just help. Kwa sababu ukikuwa this kind of a person who is so judgy, as in, you'll never be able to understand why someone is doing what they are doing or what they want to do. Yeah, and also because maybe you're this kind of a person when you've never, like suicide has never crossed your mind. So don't be this kind of a person who is too judgy to judge other people because of maybe what they want to do with their lives. Because these suicidal people, I just feel like they shouldn't be told that the main reason they shouldn't kill themselves is because of, oh, how it might affect others. Like they just need to feel like they are loved, they are appreciated, like someone understands them. And yeah, that is all I had to add.
At the end of the day, that might be enough to talk someone off the ledge.
Yeah, that might be enough to talk someone out of those thoughts.
Okay.
Asante sana, Andy. This has been such an amazing conversation.
Full of challenges,
baby. Full of challenges, guy. Lakini sijui. Itabidi nimekuja kisomo sasa tufanye hii recording vizuri pole pole.
Hapo kwa beach, hapo kwanza.
Hapo kwa beach, hapo kando bana, hapo kando. Lakini ni sawa tu. Asante sana for like giving me your time. Na wewe kukaa hapa tukafanya hii episode. It has been so amazing. And you are so good, as in, like, you're so good at this. Hey, podcast, tunafaa tukuje tufanye na wewe, by the way.
Kuchoni choti.
Siwezi kukuchocha. So thank you so much for coming through. And next time we will still plan another good topic to talk about, sindio?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, Andy. Asante sana. Until next time, tutafanya episode ingine. See, that is okay.
I agree.
Okay, sawa. Asante sana. And also to you, listeners of Highload Podcast. Hey, it has been such an amazing conversation. Hey, tumekuwa na challenges leo kwa hii episode. Lakini we thank God it's over. I hope you won't mind the voices, the background noises when you mtasikia. Just listen, as in, content ndo muhimu kushinda hizo kelele utakuwa unasikiza. So thank you so much for listening and for being here and for you just being you. And also remember that you're not alone and you are never alone. So until next time, same day, same time. Asanteni sana, and have a good time.
Thank you.
Sawa, santi, bye. Tutaongea next time.
Bye.
Okay, bye.